Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? I'm clean and healthy here, hanging out, and I got the Black Tones. We got Cedric and Ava Walker. You guys are together today? Are you guys practicing, doing a little band practice, or what's going on?
You know, we miss each other, and we can agreed if one of us has it, then we both want it.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Because we do things together. But we're not going anywhere else. Like, we're not exposing the public or anything.
Okay, fair enough. So it's been about probably 2 months since we saw you last. Last time we talked, you guys were, like, gearing up for your big South by Southwest show.
I'm sorry.
So what's been up in the meantime? I mean, you know, yeah, all of that. So how you guys been? I mean, pretty much after, I think, one of the last Loud and Local live episodes was with you guys, and then it just went crazy, and the world is a little wacky. So what have you guys been doing to stay safe and sane? Cedric, you've probably been playing, like, teacher, I'm assuming.
Very much so. Trying to be like, you know, here's colors and ABCs and like, y'all, yeah, definitely trying to be Mr. Teacher. Her mom's a way better teacher than me.
Okay.
So, but I tried my best.
And you still have to.
And I've still, I've still been going to work. I am an essential employee.
At
Amazon. So, you know, I go in, I got the mask on because during lunch we have to stay away from each other. Our desks are all far apart. It's kind of, it's a weird Twilight Zone-y kind of feel at work.
Ava, how about you?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, you've still been doing your radio show, and you've been, you know, kind of spreading the word about some musicians that are banding together to help each other out and stuff. But aside from that, like, what's going on with you?
Yeah, like you said, I'm still doing the radio show. We're still doing the TV show, Video Bebop, and we've done some live streams. And then me personally, I still have students that I'm teaching, thank goodness,
good.
Remotely, of course.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of like, whew, please, let's not let that stop.
So we're still close to each other, which is good.
The adult version of being in the womb together.
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
Wow. So, man, it's tell me a little bit about the production of Video Bebop from home. Or are you guys going into the studio and doing it, like, safe-wise and stuff? Or how's that?
Luckily, we film these episodes very early, like months in advance. And so the majority of the episodes, of episodes 5 and 6, which is going to be for May and June, were filmed at the beginning of March, like right before the stay-at-home law was, like, put into place.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing we had to film was the skit. And so we had to kind of, and we did that a couple weeks ago, or maybe last week.
Last week, yeah. The last one, though.
Yeah, and we had to rewrite that. So the May episode, I'll give you a little, like, teaser, it's a Mother's Day episode. So It is our mother, who was able to join us on the couch for the episode before the quarantine thing started.
That's so cool.
Like that, and basically she just had to stay in her home, and we had to be outside of it. And it's good. It works out. It looks great, but I don't want to give like too many spoilers. So
yeah. Sure.
It's good. That was the only thing we had to kind of like maneuver. And then episode 6, we're still having to figure out, we have to rewrite the skit for that. Luckily, the meat of the episode was filmed when episode 5 was recorded. We do 2 episodes at a time.
And oh, wow.
Yeah. And so May and June is done. We just got to rewrite the skits. And then actually, that'll be it for season 1. We're not going to be doing season 2 until we'll start recording that in July, and it'll be out in September. So hopefully things are different then. Otherwise,
hopefully, yeah. Cross your fingers, right?
So we wouldn't be breaking any laws if we were distantly filming, like, had 6 feet of space.
Yeah.
But luckily, we have a small crew, so.
Yeah. So Ava, you do Seek and Destroy. You do Audio Oasis, sorry, on KEXP. Yeah. And so tell me a little bit about some of the things you've talked about with some of the artists and benefits and things. Is there anything that comes to mind with, I know that you were doing something where you had artists submit some songs and things that they were doing a few weeks back. So what's been going on with your show since the lockdown and whatnot?
Yeah, I made a call to the artist saying, hey, if you had a canceled show, send me the details of that canceled show and a song, and mm-hmm. I will give you some airtime. Because at this point in time, everyone's lost work and has lost money. Who relies on performance as their income? And so, typically for the show, you know, have to be picky and like look for. I have certain standards for the show.
You're curating a show, yeah,
and not to say like everything else is bad, of course not, but I sort of let some of those standards kind of like, you know, chill out for a second, because I think it's important to give everyone some airtime, even if I'm playing the song one time. So the point of that is, hey, maybe I wouldn't normally play this band on the radio, but they submitted a canceled show and a song that's FCC friendly. And so I'm going to put it on the air for them, because it just takes one listener to be like, whoa, I didn't know of this band. I'm going to go buy something from them. And what? Mm-hmm. And so I thanked all the musicians for sending that stuff in. But then I told them, I was like, what I need from you guys now is to pin to the top of your social medias where people can buy your music, how they can support you, whether that's your Venmo or PayPal, and where they can buy your music and your merch. Pin that to the top of your page, so as soon as I play your song, a listener might want to look you up. And also, you stay on the real-time playlist and you stay in the archive, a listener might want to look you up, and that's the first thing they'll see pinned to the top of your social media, is how they can help you during all the point of it. It's just the kind of, it's the least I can do.
As
a creator of local music, and as a musician, so on both sides of it, wanting to be on a radio and then also playing gigs. So that's what the show's kind of turned into, with the same, like, okay, regular playlist I want to
get.
Well, I've just discovered, not just who submitted for their canceled shows.
That's awesome. I know that I think it was last month, and coming up here on May 1st, Bandcamp is doing this thing where they waive their fee and they give all of the proceeds to the directly to the artists. Now, they made like $3 million directly for artists, and I'm not trying to pocket check you guys or anything, but I was curious, did you guys get a little bump that day? Did you see any support your way?
Yeah, we definitely got a nice little bump, and we're lucky because we have a pretty good, you know, solid, I guess you would say Seattle Northwest fan base. We also provided discounts because we know that it's hard for people out here right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're providing those all the way through to the end of,
I think, the end of this month.
End of this month, yeah. So, it's a nice little bump for us. We're also taking that, you know, and giving that back as well. You know, we're trying to do our part. We started something, what was it, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
Project has this really great idea
where we're getting, you know, so much good support and stuff like that, where we can take some of that money that we have and we're going to give it to artists, and we're going to hand out few bucks. I don't know if I want to give out the number. Yeah. We'll give out a few. There's not a lot, you know, but we'll give out a few bucks to some artists. I think four artists every month. So that's an artist.
That's so cool.
All the way through to the end of the virus. So that's kind of our way of paying it forward. Since paying us, right? So we think it's important to kind of just keep the community thriving and do our best, even if it's just a little bit, you know what I mean? To kind of just give people some, you know, some hope and resilience through all this stuff, right?
Keep the music money within the music scene and keep it, you know, supporting each other and lifting other artists up. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I mean, Cedric messaged me, was like, hey, I have this idea of how we can support like our peers. And then he told me this and I was like, that's a great, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think we've done like,
ten artists so far.
In the last few weeks, it just started like you said, two or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
Has it been a month?
Yeah, I think it's been a month. Yeah, time flies.
That's amazing.
Track of time, during.
Yeah, right.
Well, I was curious about we can all right now get a little overwhelmed with things like the news and things can be pretty overwhelming staying inside. I want to know, so Ava, let's start with you and then Cedric, what's one album that you can put on that can help you and maybe be therapeutic to you, like to like refresh you? What's one album that never lets you down like that?
That would be Herb Alpert, Whipped Cream and Other Delights.
Nice. Okay. Classic. Hell yeah.
I've listened to that several times since this started.
I like it.
Mine actually through this time, it's not anything that I went back in time for, but I've actually started listening to a lot of this guy named Cautious Clay and his album called Blood Type. And it's a little bit kind of mellow and like kind of get you through the day, you know what I mean? Like, it's not too crazy, but that's where I've been at pretty much this whole quarantine, really.
And, like, I have a suggestion for folks, too. Me and my fiancé, actually, there was a point every day where we were waking up and putting on Stop Making Sense from the Talking Heads, like the live performance.
Yeah.
And that was actually kind of a main thing, too. The last thing I listened to and listened to more often was the Herb Alpert record. But I heard Shut Off the Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense DVD, because it's on YouTube right now.
Yeah.
It's available. So that was super helpful. And everyone's wearing gray, so it kind of looks like a concert during like Metropolis or during like post-apocalyptic times anyway. So, and the music's super funky and awesome. So Talking Heads has been...
Yeah, check that out. Stop Making Sense, available on YouTube. So I want to spring you guys on something on you guys, and I did not get you prepared. But the last time that you, well, the first time, the only time you've been on Loud and Local, we talked about wrestling in the era. So what I'm going to do right now is I have some basic questions that I'm going to ask you to see who will win the trivia challenge.
Let's go.
All right. It's not going to be anything like new, right?
No. This is Attitude Era, like DX style stuff.
Okay.
I mean, you can bring whatever to me. I can do now. I can do back then.
I like the older stuff.
So, you know, I'm ready for whatever.
Do we have like a buzzer system or how do we go? Like, is this who says it first?
Just yell it.
Okay.
She's holding the microphone just so people know.
All right. Which wrestler uses the numbers 316 in their catchphrase?
Right, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Cedric won.
619 is Rey Mysterio.
I know. I got it mixed up. I got too excited.
All right, Cedric won. What does WWE stand for?
World Wrestling Entertainment.
All right, that you guys got it at the same time there. That's
okay.
All right.
2-1, 2-1, just so people are keeping score at home.
What is The Rock's real name?
Dwayne Johnson.
All right.
I can't say Dwayne that fast.
All right, 3-1, okay? Finish this wrestler's name. Hunter Hurst
Helmsley.
Oh, she got that.
Yeah.
3-2.
Yeah, come on. I know that. I got a frog in my throat.
Okay. Name one movie featuring Hulk Hogan.
Oh, God.
Rocky 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
One, two.
What is that? 4-2? Okay.
Yeah.
What does NWO stand for?
New World Order.
Ah.
She got it.
Wait. I
didn't. I thought you were going to. I don't even know. I should have knew.
4-3. Damn. All right. Wow. This is close. What is Chris Jericho's rock band?
Fozzy.
Who got that?
Uh-huh.
Was that Cedric?
I think it was.
He was like a hair thinner, yeah.
Okay, 5-3. All right.
I also almost said Fuzzy.
Fuzzy. 5-3. Very close. You can still get this, Ava. What does DX stand for?
The Generation X.
Yep. 5-4.
I was going to say DX, but and I like spiked it up. Yeah.
5-4. All right. Name three wrestlers in NWO.
Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash. LV.
It's a tie.
I think that's
it was a tie.
Was it a tie?
All right. 5-5. And we have one more.
Oh, Sting. Sting was in NWO for a while, wasn't he?
We already got it.
We got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're good. No. We got one more question. So it's a tie. And because it would normally not be down to this, but because you guys both got a point and you said it at the same exact time, this comes down to the point. This is the match point right here, okay? Who can get this? And you win. Name Vince McMahon's children's names.
Shane McMahon. I said the whole name.
Is there a bonus question?
Okay. Name. So this is the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
Okay. Two people in DX.
Xbox, Billy Gunn.
Wait. It's Shawn Michaels. I need more.
Cedric got it.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Ava. Man, you guys killed it. Wow.
I know. I thought you could be like, who fought at WrestleMania 18? Or who won against Hulk Hogan and The Rock?
I could have told you the first match of WrestleMania 18. I could have told you who won the European Championship.
WrestleMania did Hulk Hogan body slam on Andre the Giant?
3. That's easy. Come on.
Number 3.
That's super easy.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. You guys did a great job on that. Wow.
Thank you.
So, how can we support the Black Tones in this time right now?
You know, just keeping up with us and streaming our music.
Buying music,
buying merch.
Yeah. Yep.
That's really the best way to keep us in, you know, your thoughts. Remember us after this is over.
We will.
We want to try to also share that back by keeping everyone entertained. I have some ideas on what we can do that's not just music related, like a stand-up comedy competition and like sex ed with the Black Tones. I don't know. I have all these ideas. So just kind of keeping them like entertained as well. But yeah, just buying merch, going online. I mean, we have a Venmo, but I feel weird. It's like, here's our Cash App. I feel like they should get something in return. So, I mean, yeah, buying merch on Bandcamp is excellent.
Black Tones OnlyFans? I mean, I'm just kidding.
All fans around the world.
you guys know what OnlyFans is?
Sorry.
OnlyFans, it's like a website where you sell nudes of yourselves. I was just
joking. Oh, that's what you mean. And everyone can have access to it.
All right. Sounds good.
Consider it done, Kevin.
Nice. The Black Tones official.
He never brought that idea because now he's going to want to actually do
it. He'll do it.
Amazing. Just like Shawn Michaels in Playgirl.
What was that?
Just like Shawn Michaels in Playgirl.
That's right.
With the championship belt. Oh, my God.
Right. I'm going to sing my own theme music pretty soon here.
I'm just a sexy boy. Sexy boy.
You know what?
You guys should cover that.
I think one of these days we should come up with a wrestling intro song for Kevin.
That'd be amazing.
He likes more.
That'd be great. Yeah. But then we'd have to somehow come up with an area for you to come out to the music and have an entrance. Yeah, you have to have an entrance, right? I'm sure you've thought about what your entrance would look like. And, you know, I have plenty of times.
I'm a
wrestler on wrestling games thousands of times.
Me too.
I bet you we could find the song that would match your entrance.
Mm.
I would love that. Let's do it. Yeah. Blacktones, thank you so much, Ava, Cedric, Walker. You guys are amazing. Check out Video Bebop. Check out Audio Oasis on KEXP. And check out the Blacktones. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks, Kevin. You are the best. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Thank you. And we'll be back with round two of Wrestling Trivia with the Blacktones next time, okay?
Yes.
Ava, you got to defend.
I'm going to come back and win.
Yeah,
win
exactly.
The championship.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, no, Cedric's going to take that one, too.
No, it's got to be attitude and back.
Okay.
Bye, Kevin.
See you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.